Meditation is a group word, like sports or baking are also group words. The word meditation was introduced into English in the 12th century in order to describe a group of different spiritual practices across many cultures. Just as there are thousands of sports with their different rules and aims and thousands of ways to bake a cake, so there are thousands of meditation techniques and they all have different purposes. Some people, such as decathletes, become masterful at several sports, and we look to them as masters of their profession, but they still only know a few sports. Master bakers know a lot about baking, but you or I could create a new recipe today that the master baker never even imagined. With meditation, it is true that there are people who claim to be masters, who understand a lot of techniques and can teach great insight. But no one knows everything there is to know about meditation, or masters every technique, because just like sports and baking, it evolves, it expands, and there's never an end point to it. So when someone sets up shop and says, come inside and I'll teach you meditation, it's as implausible as someone saying, come inside and I'll teach you sports or baking. The best one can hope for as a student is that we learn the core principles of sports or baking, and after that, it's up to us how much we get out of the process. We can play sports for fun and fitness, or we can train to master one or a few of them. We can bake to satiate our hunger, or we can create tasty cakes to give or sell to others. With meditation, the core principles are very simple, and first we need to decide what we want out of it. Some might want greater enlightenment, and some might want better health, and there are specific meditation techniques for those things. With three simple steps, the purpose of the meditative technique I call taking quiet time is specifically for rewiring the brain for success. Dozens of well-run studies, and I've collected over 100 of them since 1990, prove the mental benefits of this technique. The conclusions of those studies are the following: improved brain functioning, increased information transfer, improved perception, better problem-solving ability, increased resistance to social pressure, increased intelligence, increased creativity, and higher self-confidence. This is important because in the only well-run study into what it takes to succeed, which was a longitudinal study of 1,528 gifted children at genius level, run by Dr. Lewis Terman over a number of decades, and he was the inventor of the Binet IQ test, the conclusion was that discipline and self-confidence were far more important than any other advantages in determining a person's success. Our brain's 100 billion neurons have been wired a certain way over the years that we have lived, according to the trends and the opinions of the people in the media that we let into our environment. If you are not entirely satisfied with your life experience so far, then those neurons need to be rewired, and certain meditation techniques offer simple ways to do that, and taking quiet time is a very effective one. This technique that I prefer is not one that calms the brain down, and some meditation techniques aim to do that. This is the opposite. It transcends, and through finding stillness, causes the neurons to reduce their internal signaling in exchange for external signaling. The Higgs field binds the universe, and by connecting externally, we allow our neurons to flow through space back to the very beginning, and out through the cosmos to what we perceive as future time. And in this moment, this present, which is all we have, we connect to everyone and everything and all creation at the same time. And from that comes the source of great knowledge. So let's experience taking quiet time. Now, I play soccer once a week, and before the game starts, every player has his own warm-up routine. Whereas I like to stretch and then do short sprints, I watch others who prefer to jog gently around the field a couple of times. With taking quiet time, how you set up and prepare is a purely personal thing. There's no right or wrong way, no fixed rule, just your way. And here's my way. This is my routine. I rise at dawn, and about half an hour before the sun is over the horizon. My rise time changes through the year, but I'm job-free, so I can do that. That's just my thing. I go downstairs, and I take the dogs out into the garden and across a field where we let the horses out of the stable. I do not speak because I prefer the beauty of the early morning. The dogs and horses have plenty to say to me anyway. Then I spend 15 minutes walking through a 3-acre wood where I have landscaped a trail. My dogs and I return to the house, and I know I can take quiet time free from worrying about them needing to go out. They settle down quickly, and I go upstairs to a room at the far end of the house. By a window overlooking the woods where I was just walking is an armchair, and I'm settling into that armchair now. I've settled comfortably into my chair, and immediately upon settling, I make sure my feet are slightly apart, my soles are in touch with the floor, and I imagine roots or strings or whatever you want to imagine, wires if you like, coming out of the soles of my feet, and they go down through the house, through the foundation, out across the field and into the woods, where they mingle like fingers with the roots of the trees. It's a very nice feeling, and it's part of the grounding process, because this meditation technique is actually very powerful. Now, because I've had dreams and I've also been out for 15 minutes, I like to make sure that my energy is cleared and fresh. And I use a Native American technique for doing this. It's very simple. You'll find it in every culture, every religion, including Christianity. Variations of it anyway. And basically all we do is clear away that energy. So the first thing is to rub the hands together. And you can feel the heat exchanging from the palms. But there's other energy too. But this is now clear, fresh energy, invigorated energy. And we're going to wash away the cobwebs. So I put my hands over my forehead, down my cheeks, down my jaw, and then I shake it away as if I had water on my hands. And I do this 3 times. Over the face, down the jaw, shake it out. Last time, across the forehead, down the cheek, shake it out. And I'm going to rub vigorously again, get some fresh energy going. And I'm going to do the same for the top of my head, over my crown and down the back of my neck, shake it out. And I do this 2 more times. Over the crown, shake it out. Over the crown, down the neck, shake it out. It feels so reinvigorating. I do this several times a day, actually. And then finally, one more rubbing of the hands to get some of that energy going. And now I cross my hands, my right hand over my left shoulder, my left hand over my right shoulder, and I rub down as if I was soothing myself. This is what we do when we see someone who's really upset and has a lot of negative energy. We automatically rub their shoulders. And this is what we're doing for ourselves. We're just taking that energy away. And that does feel reinvigorating. So now I'm sitting in my armchair. My hands are in my lap. I'm right-handed and I have my right hand outside my left hand, but it doesn't really matter. It's just comfortable for me. And my elbows are resting on the arm of this chair. I can feel myself sinking through my hips into the chair. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take 3 deep breaths. And this is my way of putting myself into relaxing mode. So big deep breath in. And out. It's good to make a noise. This is an ancient technique called sighing, which you'll find in the Hebrew version of the Old Testament. Deep breath in. And 1 more time. Doesn't that feel relaxing? And now we're going to take our body through a brief relaxation exercise. This will help put us right into taking quiet time. Take your attention to the very top of your head, to the hairs themselves. And relax the hair and the follicles. They're made of the same stuff too. They have just as much stress as the rest of us. Relax the head and take your attention over the scalp and across the forehead and feel those frowns fall away. Even the eyebrows can be tense, so relax the eyebrows and the cheeks and your jaw. And take your attention to the very tip of your nose. It feels as if someone's tapping it. And tell your nose to relax and your lips and your teeth, and your tongue. Take the tension out of all of those things, and then let your tongue just rest against the roof of your mouth. It's like closing an energy circuit. And take your energy down the rest of the body. Let's start at the base of the neck, and down the spine. And what a treat for the spine to get a few minutes where it doesn't have to be constantly on alert. And now the throat. Imagine your throat relaxing. And your shoulders. Feel them sink down. Take your attention down those hard-working muscles of the upper arms and the lower arms and the wrists. Right down to the tips of your fingers, to your very fingernails. And tell it all, it's okay. Relax. This is your time. It's okay to relax. And now take your attention to the chest and through the rib cage. Let your heart relax and your lungs and all those hard-working intercostal muscles. Let them have a few moments' peace too. And take your attention down to the stomach, to the solar plexus, where there's all that tension. And just relax. And down through the pelvis. And you can feel yourself sinking into the chair, almost as if the chair and you are merging as one. And you are made of the same stuff. And so it's right to do that. And take your attention to your hips and your upper thighs, over your knees, down the calves and the shins, to the ankles, over the top of the foot, to the very tips of the toes, and relax. And now your whole body is relaxed, and it feels really good. And now imagine that you're emitting a glow, a beautiful blue light that's very protective, and it expands out from your body until you feel like you're sitting inside an eggshell. This is a powerful blue light that protects you from everything, all threats, all worries. And from inside this blue-white light, take your attention back to the crown of your head. And imagine a beautiful and powerful golden light emitting out of the crown of your head and out into the universe through that blue-white light, and so far out into the universe that you can't see it anymore. And this light now connects you externally through the universe, connecting you to the soup that connects everything, so that you are now connected with the past and the future, everything that's ever been, and everything that you will create. And now we're in taking quiet time. And we're just going to follow the breath. We're not going to change our breathing pattern. We're just going to breathe in and out. In and out. And follow the breath. In through your nose. And out. And think of nothing. And if intruding thoughts come in, thank them for the reminder, smile inwardly, and let them go. Let them float out through the wall or the window out into the universe where they can break up and do no one, including yourself, any harm. And just follow the breath. Gently in and gently out. And let's immerse ourselves in this stillness. Just follow your breath in and out. And if any thoughts keep trying to intrude, smile and let them go. And take yourself back to following the breath. There's nothing else to do. Just follow the breath in and out. And enjoy this incredible, powerful, immersing stillness. And sometimes the body tries to jog us out of this peace, and you can feel a part of you aching or a pain here or there or a twitch, and that's okay. Don't be against it. Take your attention to wherever it is and just ask it to be patient. Ask it to relax and return to simply following your breath in and out. And at this point, your 100 billion neurons have made about 100 trillion connections. And we're just going to give them a little extra hand, a little energy boost here, by changing our breathing pattern. We're going to take 6 deliberate deep breaths. The inhalation will be 6 seconds or approximately. A slight pause of a fraction of a second, and then the exhalation about the same time, 5 or 6 seconds, slight pause. And as we exhale, you will, in the peace of your mind, say a word that means something powerful to you. I will give you my words, but feel free to make up your own. Let's take a deep inhalation. Pause. And exhale, and my word is joy. Pause. Inhale. Pause. Exhale. Peace. Inhale. Pause. Exhale. Love. Inhale, exhale, success. Inhale, exhale, laughter. Inhale. Exhale. Gratitude. And now just breathe normally and follow your breath back to that peace. And if thoughts come in, just let them go on their own way and thank them for the attention, and back to the stillness, back to the nothingness. And it seems like no time at all, but it is time, sadly perhaps, and maybe even reluctantly, time to return to what we consider the real world. And so just take a deep breath in and a long sigh out, as many times as you like, and open your eyes and stretch And didn't that feel great? 1.2% of the day, just for you, to connect with everything. Now, during that quiet time, you actually created new neurons, and as hard as that is to believe, remind yourself that when you were a baby in the womb, you created new neurons at the rate of 250,000 per minute, which is how you come to be born with 100 billion of them. And so new neurons are created all the time, but they're created in this place of great peace. And that's what you've just done. You have, in effect, returned to nothingness. And so the question is now, what do we do with those new neurons? They haven't been polluted by any of the negativity that typically exists in our environment. And so you have a great opportunity to give them a fresh start in life. And you can do that any way you want. You can play inspiring music. You can watch something inspiring on the TV if you like. But I prefer to use my imagination and to let my new neurons know exactly what I intend for them in this life. And so I will go through out loud a verbal rundown of my intentions. I can't share them here, obviously, because intentions have to be private. But I will then say something like, I am Trevor George Blake, and I am, and then I would fill in the blank. I have, I would fill in the blank. And I typically in my life have 3 or 4 lifestyle intentions. And then once I've achieved those intentions, I know what my lifestyle will look like. And so I will also back them up with, you know, 2 or 3 material things that reflect the enjoyment of that lifestyle. So then I will finish off with, you know, I have A, or I do this, or I have been, whatever those material things are. So it's good to go through that for a 5-minute period, and it feels great. And typically I enjoy doing that so much that I'm usually clenching my fist and feeling really excited about that prospect. Because those new neurons, that's the first thing that they have encountered, is what I intend for us to become. So then stretch, leave your private place, and go out into the world and make a positive difference in someone's life. Have fun doing it, and share in the material rewards that come naturally as a result. Thank you.